Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
It's a Football Friday on Sports Radio 610. Here's In the Loop with Landry and Lopez.
This is a name to watch. And not only is he someone who I think anyone who has encountered him probably knew he was going to be a head coach in the NFL at some point. Doesn't have any experience coaching, but has plenty of experience in the quarterback room helping young quarterbacks. He is also close with Jack Easterby. They may go in a little bit of a different direction here when it comes to their coaching search. So I would at least keep an eye on Josh McCown.
Josh McCown, he back. Could be a member of the Texans coaching staff. I'll just go ahead and say it. If you're not down with Josh McCown, I got two words for ya. Bleep it. Don't even know if I can say that.
Yeah, don't say it.
Bleep it, okay? Josh McCown, I've been on this train for a long time. I want Josh McCown coaching my squad. Head coach, if that comes down, then we'll have a different discussion. But I want Josh McCown in my building. I think Jack Easterby is one of the worst football executives in the history of the NFL. Just don't say a damn thing, please. You've said enough.
Before I answer that question, Stop. Let me take it away from this specific situation in sports.
I'm trying to think smart here, Figgy. Stop.
We're really blessed.
He makes me dumber when I'm talking football.
I'm a people person.
Based on his actual performance, Jack Easterby's over a two-year stretch one of the worst football executives that I will ever see, and that is not a unique opinion. I think anyone can agree with that just based on his performance. I'll give him credit for Brandon Cooks. I'll give him credit for that trade because we saw that coming as well from a mile away. And
Fate family football.
2 months before. But that doesn't mean that Jack Easterby can't do something or be connected to something that might be a smart decision. And that's why I think that if I were to, based on what I've witnessed happen to this organization since Jack Easterby got here, if I were to just completely punt on my belief and the receipts that are out there at Landry Locker on Twitter, that I believe Josh McCown, like Lovie Smith believed, like Hugh Jackson believed when he said it 2 feet away from me, like Todd Bowles has said, and like Doug Peterson has said, and like the Philadelphia Eagles reportedly offered him to be their OC a couple of years ago. If I just let Jack Easterby, if I soured so much on Jack Easterby that I decided that I was going to bail on Josh McCown, I don't think I would be able to turn on this microphone and maintain any level of credibility with the audience. I would not be able to do that. So despite the fact that I would never want Jack Easterby anywhere near my football operations, I am still very pro Josh McCown, but I do understand and I do respect anyone's reservations about Josh McCown because of the lack of experience Absolutely. And the reasons that J-Lo is going to lay out and their lack of trust in Jack Easterby's ability to do anything productive when it comes to football operations.
Even when he thinks he's getting it right and he's being clever and coy and sly, he gets it wrong. If this Josh McCown interview came out of nowhere, I think we'd all be kind of figuratively rubbing our chins and say, all right, let's see what's happening here because of everything you just said. The guy has, well, he doesn't have resume credentials to be a head coaching candidate, and that's going to be one of the issues. But he has respect, certainly the career. I think he's played for 12 different teams, if I'm remembering that right. Been around a bunch of coaches. Incredibly, incredibly respected by players. And so there's something there. But Jack Easterby screwed up his own plan. He made this plan was in motion a year ago. And it's undeniable. You know, it was in motion when Nick Caserio was not here. So when you do things like this that are so thinly veiled and transparent, and everybody knows that what you're trying to do, even though you think you're being clever and concealing your big master plan, you screwed it up for Josh McCown. His own dude, he's messing it up for him from an outside looking in perspective. And who knows, you know, inside the building. But let's just lay it out real quick for those who are just joining us and don't really remember. A year ago, Josh McCown came out of nowhere and joined the Houston Texans. Third string quarterback, right?
Yes. Who was the GM at the time?
The general manager was Jack Easterby.
That was
the interim general manager. He was actually had that title.
Yes.
Right? So he brought him in. His move. Had like a 40 to 45 minute. It was in that range.
Longest press conference ever for a third string quarterback.
Press conference. Asked about coaching. Asked about all these things. And we're like, and at the time, and we'll hear it later, but you and I are like, there's something else going on here. I mean, calling our shot, so to speak. So fast forward. McCown leaves. Comes back and is interviewed for the head coaching job. Last year. Nick Caserio was already here by then. But clearly, this was a Jack Easterby production. Right? Interviewed for that job, goes away again. He's over in North Carolina, volunteer high school coach, and comes back now, interviewed yet again. And so two things are going on here, and we want to focus on one and want to get your calls, of course, and your thoughts, text line or call 713-572-4610. 5 points came up to me when I saw this. First of all, I mentioned one, who gives two head coach interviews in a 45-minute press conference at the urging of Jack Easterby. You can't deny you can't deny that this is an Easterby production. Number two, and this is going to be something that if and when he's hired, outsiders are going to put, you know, race and culture involved in this. I'm not saying that. I think there are just coaches in general, no matter your race, how many deserving coaches who have taken every single step and paid every single due are going to be upset about this, and people are going to comment on that, again, because of Jack Easterby. Number three, and this is the one we're going to get back to because it's important. He has sent out, let's just call them what they are, media pawns to kind of validate this, to deliver a message. Everybody sees through it, including one of the most powerful voices in the NFL, which we're going to get to.
Mike Florio.
Right. And then less than a week after Nick Caserio says, I got football, guys. In one of his best interviews, one of his most candid interviews, really forthcoming interviews, I got football. Don't worry about Jack Easterby. I got football. I consult with him. We talk, but I got football. Then you announce this interview, which is clearly not just you. It's influenced by, yes, Jack Easterby. It's incredible. He, even the thing he wants the most, he's messing up. Shouldn't be doing any PR. They should run him out of that side of the building. Because his PR has been a debacle every step of the way from training camp. We've covered that. And so let's get back to the media pawns here.
Yeah, I want you to explain that for the people, what exactly you mean by that. The how we started the show and what you're saying is going on with this Josh McCown situation.
Because no sooner did Josh McCown did it get announced, including by the Houston Texans, that he interviewed for the head coaching job. Then we started seeing these reports.
Albert Breer.
Albert Breer did one. Aaron Wilson took it a step further and said that Josh McCown actually had a, quote, conversation with the Jacksonville Jaguars. Now, why are those reports going out there? To kind of validate maybe, perhaps, Josh McCown as a candidate? Well, Mike Florio had a thing or two to say this morning. About 4 minutes before we came on air, he posted this. And it's very, very clear what he's trying to say. Quote, there's building chatter in league circles that the Texans really want to hire McCown. Some in the media possibly have been enlisted to spin the notion that it's not as crazy as it sounds. Then he goes on. The Texans apparently know they need more than a supportive tweet from one of GM Nick Caserio's, which we know it's Easterby, reporter friends. They believe they need, as we understand it, another team to interview McCown in order to legitimize and normalize the notion of McCown going straight to the job of head coach. So who's doing this? Mike Florio, and by the way, in the wake of Mike Florio's report, and maybe not even in the wake of it, an array of national media types are doing the collective eye roll about all this thing with these conversations with Jacksonville, and, you know, they're really thinking out of the box and all this other stuff. I mean, somebody over there has been texting their friends a lot.
Here's the thing, and this is something, like, and this just kind of adds to it. Like, if there's anything that we've learned, and I was wrong. I feel like I'm going to have to say this as long as we're talking about it. Do you want to do what Jacksonville's doing?
That too.
Like,
there is that too.
They had a bigger disaster than David Culley. So do you want to be thinking, and they didn't change their general manager.
No.
That Jamoke's still making the call. do you want to be doing what Jacksonville's doing right now? Does that sound appetizing to you?
I don't think so.
That's what I'm saying. Like, it doesn't make anything. But this is the other thing, and I think this is what matters. Nick Caserio doesn't need to worry about this. If Nick Caserio likes Josh McCown, that's fine. Because Nick Caserio should not be worried about the perception. Because Jack Easterby's performance and the extra stuff that's come with it has been pretty much ignored.
Mm-hmm.
Nick Caserio fell on the sword for Jack Easterby. Nick Caserio tried to rewrite the history of what Jack Easterby's done to this organization. So if Nick Caserio is making a hire, I don't care what the perception is. I would respect it a lot more if he was willing to do it, go up there and answer the questions. So I don't think he needs to worry about it.
So you're right. So why are you doing this to the guy that you wanted to be your general manager?
Because Easterby does not know what he's doing.
Yes.
That's why.
He did this to Caserio.
He doesn't know what he's doing.
He did.
He never has. Like, that's why he doesn't need to be in media relations. He doesn't know what he's doing.
Yeah.
Like, any praise that you hear about Jack Easterby has nothing to do with what he's done for the Texans. Mm-hmm. And that's why it's an immediate eye roll when you tell me, okay, he went and played catch with Josh Gordon before the game and put his hand on his shoulder and tried to keep him clean. Thank you. That's not what he's done here. Okay, he was very spiritual, and he provided
stuff
for players. That's fine. That's not what he does here.
Yeah.
So this praise about him doesn't mean a damn thing. It means nothing. And when you telegraph this this much, it puts Nick Caserio in a tough situation. But again, Caserio, whether it's his decision, whether it's the McNair's decision, they've made it clear that they're willing to ride with Jack. So when it comes back and there's some smoke, it's not going anywhere. So I don't want Caserio to factor that in when he makes his decision. That's all I want. If Nick likes Josh McCown, by the way, maybe he told Jack
you made
a
his
couple
job
of
harder,
years ago.
10 times
so
harder.
So Jack decided he was going to go out there and try to proactively pursue this, and now you're dealing with this. But if it's not a problem, if the perception's not a problem, and I hope it's not for Nick Caserio, then he doesn't need to worry about it. But my God, it is there, and it's because Jack just doesn't know what he's doing.
You made Nick Casario's job harder, and if McCown ends up being on this staff, you made his job a lot harder by telegraphing it. And by the way, that 45-minute press conference, One of the things that McCown said is, quote, talking about Jack Easterby. This is before Casario's even in the building.
Talking about his vision.
The direction he wants this organization to go.
Yeah.
That's a quote from Josh McCown about Jack Easterby.
And you sent him up there for 45 minutes to answer questions. Why?
Well, I mean, you know,
getting
his name out there. It was basically a fancier version of the Gerard Mayo story. Get these guys' names out there.
And this was our reaction immediately after the press conference. This was our immediate reaction, mine and John's, after the Josh McCown press conference. in the loop. So we saw something very, very weird going on, and this was the immediate reaction over a year ago.
He's talking about the pace of practice. He's talking about the ball not hitting the ground.
Big picture.
He sounds like a coach, man. This sounds like a coach. This does not just sound like some third-string quarterback that you brought in. Something's going on here.
There's obviously something else going on here.
No, something is going on. There is something more to this move. As we look at this Josh McCown situation, whether it's he's going to be a coach, whether it's he's going to be the offensive coordinator next year, there is something to this move.
There's not a general manager or a head coach yet for next year, so how do we know unless, and this is where it gets interesting, this is part of the precursor to the next general manager's, you know, one of the things that he has to agree to. Josh McCown will be here. And so if Jack Easterby is not going to be around next year, how come Jack Easterby is the one that had a pre-existing relationship with Josh McCown? Easterby is acting general manager, so he brought him in.
Something's up, man.
I know.
There it is. That was immediate. So, I mean, that's just how bad the telegraphing would have been. Coming up, we'll hear from the man himself, Josh McCown. We'll also talk about the other possibilities that emerge with everything that's happened. Not just the McCown news, but everything that's happened with the Houston Texans this week, as well as something that happened in New York that you need to pay close, close attention to. Football Friday continues next.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
From the Twin Peaks studio, it's a Football Friday on Sports Radio 610. Here's In the Loop with Landry and Lopez.
Josh McCown, in his own words, this is Josh McCown talking about wanting to be a coach in the future. Josh McCown with the media types. You'll hear Mark Berman's voice, the great
listen
Mark
for the,
Berman.
Listen for the Easterby references.
Here is the last time that Josh McCown spoke publicly down the street at NRG.
Josh, I know that the Eagles, and you talked about you coaching there at one point. Has that come up at all with the Texans about maybe coaching here after you're done playing? That come up yet?
I think I've, through different interviews, I've made that public that's something I want to do once I'm done, whenever that day comes. But yeah, we'll cross that bridge whenever that time comes, and that'll again be, you know, family decision and things that we talk about. They understand, you know, as did the Eagles and kind of everybody else, you know, for the past 4 or 5 years of my career, that I'm definitely interested in that. You know, just again, love this game, love being a part of organizations and part of teams, and so we'll see maybe one day in the future.
All right, there we go. The Easterby references are right here. He was flat out asked about Jack Easterby. Here is Josh McCown being asked about the man who many people are connecting with the possibility of Josh McCown being on the Texans staff?
I have a ton of respect for him, just who he is, what kind of man he is, his ability to lead and you know, and love and serve people. And it's an attractive quality. And I think, you know, he's got a vision for you know, how he wants an organization to go. And you know, that was the conversations that we had, was just, you know, coming and joining, you know, kind of what, you know, what he saw as the direction he wanted to take this thing. And so I'm just, you know, thankful to be a part of it.
Man, the direction he wants to take this thing and the vision for the organization. This is when Jack Easterby was the interim general manager. It's something.
You have more to add, or do you just something? What is it?
Well, do you have anything to add?
No, I'm not. Like, what is it? Like, what is it? Tell me something. Like, what do you mean?
Well, I think it speaks for itself. I mean, this is a guy that, as interim general manager, was talking to Josh McCown about his vision for the organization and the direction he wants it to go. Lo and behold, a little while later, Nick Caserio, his guy that he was tampering and charged with tampering by the NFL, becomes the general manager. So whose vision is it exactly? And is it really just Nick Caserio? I think it speaks to that as well.
That's the question. I don't know what exactly Jack Easterby's motivation was here. Is he the one that presented Caserio with the idea? Did Caserio mm-hmm. and him talk maybe like amidst all the tampering or before? And this is just another example of Jack Easterby telegraphing something. Those are just the questions that are going to emerge. In the big scheme of things, Caserio is just going to have to do what he needs to do. I'm getting amused, like, on the text line by like this notion that there's like some sort of perfect resume that qualifies a head coach to be successful. Like Bill O'Brien had the traditional resume. David Culley had coached ball for 4 decades. Like I don't care about a conventional layout or a conventional resume when it mm-hmm. comes to what they want to do. Now, I don't like thinking outside the box just to think outside the box. I will say, though, it would be extremely ballsy, or you just feel so secure in what you do, or maybe you know something that many people don't, if you did, after firing David Culley, bring in Josh McCown. I mean, that's something that you're going to have to feel very strongly about. And we've heard a lot of good things about Josh McCown, but it just it's ballsy. It's something that Nick Caserio would have to do. And I also wonder if there's just a little bit more to it in that Kevin O'Connell, who's supposed to interview today and worked with Josh McCown in Cleveland in 2015, maybe Josh McCown would work with Kevin O'Connell. Because I don't think too many people would complain about that. You get McVay's offensive coordinator, you get Josh McCown, and you get all those guys. And to take it a step further, Pep Hamilton, who turned down the Carolina Panthers gig this week, the offensive coordinating gig, or an opportunity to interview for it, he coached Josh McCown in Cleveland as well. So there are a lot of connections with everything that's gone on. I just wonder, like, maybe there's a little bit more to this, because we don't know if they're really thinking about hiring Josh McCown as head coach. But when there's 2 interviews in less than a year,
that's the
you
thing.
Immediately wonder what's going
like,
on.
Like, our conversation would be so much different right now if Jack Easterby wasn't here, and if he hadn't brought in you know, him twice already, before this one, as a player and then as a head coaching candidate. Our conversation would be like, Josh McCown, everybody loves him. I don't know anybody who doesn't. Leader of men, you know, loved, beloved in the locker room. Coaches think he's a coach on the field. Maybe this will work. Maybe it won't. You know, I wish his resume was there. We'd be talking about Josh McCown, the candidate.
Right.
And maybe disagree, maybe agree, who knows?
Yeah.
The thing is, because of that dude, he's already kind of tainted that whole experience. He's already, you know, cast doubt and shadows on that whole experience, and frankly, on Nick Caserio, you know, just how much he really controls everything as well.
The one thing I'll also say is that Josh McCown's not going to be a puppet when it comes to X's and O's. I don't think that's going to happen. He's very, very, he has a strong belief about X's and O's. There's a reason that Bowles and Doug Peterson trusted him to do a lot of those things. He was the first guy that the quarterback would talk to coming off the field. So I don't think you would have to worry about that type of thing. I think right. I think he feels comfortable enough in his own skin to where that's not going to happen. He's also a pretty big alpha. Mm-hmm. So this isn't like a all shucks, golly, David Culley type of situation. I don't think that's going to happen. I'm intrigued by what the role is going to be. And I'm also intrigued moving forward, who is he going to be working with? He's obviously going to be working with Davis Mills, but what is he going to have to work with?
Could the news today, the other news in the NFL with the hiring of Joe Shane with the Giants, could that mean that maybe the Texans could have three top 10 picks in the upcoming draft?
Yeah.
New York Giants have two. Joe Shane, he knows all about needing an elite quarterback. Buffalo was in a hard spot before they brought in Josh Allen, and he knows a lot about Deshaun Watson. See the 2019 wild card round, AFC wild card round, where Deshaun Watson led the Texans back from a three-possession deficit. I wonder, the two candidates that we've heard now, Brian Daboll and Brian Flores, there are connections there, and there's probably some admiration. Could that news, when we try to connect dots, could that, along with all the McCown dots, could that mean that the Texans' offseason picture and all the questions kind of shaping up in front of our very eyes?
Absolutely. I think he's, as you mentioned, very familiar with his work. I think he obviously has insight that even other people don't, because he's got a good relationship with Brian Gain, who's been up in Buffalo as well. And so I think it's definitely a possibility.
Landry Locker, John Lopez, Figgy Fig with you here on Houston Sports Leader, Sports Radio 610. There's a lot of thoughts flowing around. Let's fire up a think tank. And did I crown a guy as the most interesting man in coaching searches a little too prematurely? We'll hear from him. We'll hear from you. 713-572-4610. Think tank coming up next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
It's a Football Friday on Sports Radio 610. Here's In the Loop with Landry and Lopez.
All right, think tank, 713-572-4610. Start your statement with "I think that." Don't ask us how we're doing, because we're doing lovely. I think that Josh McCown would be an asset on any coaching staff. I think that Jack Easterby has made this more difficult when it comes to perception, but I also think that Nick Caserio should not worry about perception, because someone has chosen to keep Jack Easterby around, so perception should not matter, because you're not going to get the benefit of the doubt.
Dude, that's a great example. That's how you do it.
713-572-4610. You're on the Think Tank. Go.
I think you guys and the general already know who the head coach is, but it's not made public yet. I'm thinking Pat Hamilton turned down the OC job with the Panthers because they already, they're creating a staff right now. Josh McCown and Kevin O'Connell is going to be part of that.
So Kevin O'Connell is going to work under Pep Hamilton instead of staying with Sean McVay?
No, Kevin O'Connell is going to become the head coach. Okay. Pep Hamilton is going to become the OC. Okay. And Josh McCown is going to be some kind of a quarterback's coach or something.
Okay, there we go. All right. Okay, that's a good one. O'Connell head coach. Okay, there we go. I was a little bit confused. I thought he was saying O'Connell would come here. Trust me, I don't know who the head coach is going to be. If I did, I would say it. I
wish I knew.
I promise you.
I wish I knew.
And I would put my nuts on John McClain's chin. Break that story, biatch. You're on the think tank. Go. Go.
This is me?
Yeah, go.
Yeah, I think that Landry's nuts if he thinks that Josh McCown is going to tell Nick Caserio what he is and what he ain't going to do. You own some good stuff.
You think Josh McCown is just going to sit there and say yes, sir, when it comes to X's and O's?
I think when somebody hires you, you don't tell them what you are and what you ain't going to do.
But you also have skills, right, that you feel good enough about. Josh McCown, as far as X's and O's, you could talk to any coach, you could talk to any player, you can talk to any quarterback. Like, there are some things that you hang your hat on. Like, I've been hired by guys, and a lot of times you have to just let them tell you what to do. But there are also skills that you're confident enough in to where there's really just not as much negotiation when it comes to that. Right. And I think those are Josh McCown's skills there, the X's and O's.
Okay, but I still say at a certain point, it comes to a point where your boss says you're going to do this, and that's the end of it.
So you think
you're going to work somewhere else.
So you think Nick Caserio is just an overwhelming control freak, and that's how he rolls?
I think the guy that brought him in is.
I think I hear you.
Appreciate you, Rob.
I think I kind of agree with both of you, and we're going to get right back to the think tank, 713-572-4610. But since he
it's
brought
a
it up.
Ping pong right there, yeah, back yeah, and forth yeah. with my man.
I think he was right in the sense that Nick Caserio is going to have some control, if not a lot of control, over a lot of the decisions that Josh McCown makes. I think you're right in this sense, not on the field, not in game plan. You know, he's an X's and O's guy.
Caserio, X's and O's guy, too, though.
Well, maybe, yeah, but I doubt it.
But I also think that we make a mistake, like, when it comes to, like, talking about headsets and it comes to, like, talking about how stuff works. We make a mistake of acting as if these coaches don't collaborate. Like it's a my way or the highway. Like, I think we're just so, like, we got B.O.B. PTSD or something like that where the double-chin football idiot comes in here and he thinks he invented football and he hires these yes men to just follow him around. I don't think guys like Josh McCown, guys like Nick Caserio, guys like Pep Hamilton work like that. I think it's more of a collaboration. I don't think it's like a my way.
Well, we won't dig into that because we did. I just think, you know, the whole general manager involved on game day thing is different.
You're on the think tank. Go.
I think Josh McCown is a younger and whiter David Culley. Race card! Race
card! You're on the think tank. Go.
I think that if you'd step back and look at what's going on in this organization, Josh McCown has to make the most sense because they're not going to allow a coach that comes in there that has his own ideas about what they want. Josh McCown knows when Bible study is every week. Josh McCown is going to do exactly what the organization wants him to do, and they can mold Josh McCown to fit in their culture however they want to do it because they've got a clay mold there.
I think he's definitely going to influence him.
I think he has his own ideas, but he definitely knows when Bible study is.
Yes.
You are very correct about that. Josh McCown knows when Bible study is maybe three times a week. You're on the think tank. Go.
I think instead of Deshaun Watson having a no-trade clause in his contract, he should have had a no-rape clause.
Oh, my gosh.
Golly, that's what happened.
Good Lord. You're on the think tank. Go quickly. Good God.
I think Nick Caserio needs a WWJD bracelet, and I think y'all need to talk more about what's happening over there on Cullen with the basketball team.
What do you want to get into? Give me some analysis.
Yeah, Cougs, baby.
Oh, the Cougs. We need to talk about that.
Yeah, not right now.
You're on the think tank. Go.
No.
I think them boys over there at NRG need to quit looking for puppets and start bringing a coaching staff in here that's going to shake things up and start winning games. And if they can't figure that out, somebody needs to ship their ass down the road.
Yeah, I like the way you said that. I like the way you said that.
Beast right there.
Ship their ass down the road.
I guarantee you that guy's got some dirt on his boots.
Yeah, he does.
Promise you that. You're on the think tank. Go.
I think that the Texans are actually using these head coach interviews to make the same mistake and put in place the coaching staff that's going to be there for the next head coach instead of letting him hire his own.
You're on the think tank. Go.
I think the Texans should hire McConnell, the Rams OC, trade Deshaun to the Giants for a few first-round draft picks and let hire him, have him pick his coaching staff and work with the draft picks we get in a Deshaun trade.
Now, O'Connell did work with Josh McCown. I do think you need to keep that in mind. And O'Connell does interview today. So we will see. Try to make sense of a senseless situation. You're on a think tank. Go.
Hey, Landry, I think that you already should know this, man.
What?
These nuts.
Is that even a good one?
Yes, because it came out of nowhere.
These nuts. I'll give him that one. You're on the think tank. Go.
I think Josh McCown is to head coaching candidates what the water polo tight end is to draft picks.
Ooh, that's harsh.
You're on the think tank. Go.
Go. Choke.
You're on the think tank. Go.
I think Josh McCown or not, the Texans are going to be one of the best teams in the NFL.
Oh, I think he had a punchline. You cut off his punchline.
Man.
I think that was our guy, Ricky Rick.
Ricky Rick? Who's Ricky Rick?
I'm going to smoke another fatty.
Oh, no. You're on the think tank. Go.
Yeah, Lopez, I think I'm feeling pretty confident about Moneyline Rockets tonight. $100. Let's go.
All right, let's do it.
Ocho's developed a gambling problem.
Yeah.
And he's been a little bit more, like, all over the place.
Who's been in hiding more, Jack Easterby or Ocho since the Cardinals lost?
Ocho said they were going to lose.
Kyler spit it up, and that's his boy.
But he said they were going to lose.
Well, he's been in hiding.
Because he's gambling now. $100 on the Rockets? What does that pay?
Kyler Murray.
You're on the think tank. Go.
I think Jack Easterby is the ultimate puppet master. The Texans will never be anything until he's gone.
Yeah, you're not alone.
It's kind of replaced the Jack Easterby puppet master has replaced. This was something that they said in Dallas for a long time. Jerry, the owner, needs to fire Jerry, the GM.
Yeah, yeah.
And it would always get presented like it was like something new.
Yeah.
You're on the think tank. Go.
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 I think Texas Tech basketball is in way better shape than Texas.
Well, so far.
Yeah, right.
So far.
Hell out of
okay, here. Armin.
Corny.
Here we go, baby.
Give me a break. You got to be kidding. That's cute. Come on. Give me a break. Come on. The coach looks like Mr. Woodcock. You're on the think tank. Go.
I think Jack Easterby has quite the list of depraved sexual acts of upper management and ownership.
Well, that's one we've heard as well.
He must have pictures of somebody
yep,
there.
Yep. Gracious.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
The secret's oat for nourishing your sensitive skin. Start each day with Aveeno's Daily Moisturizing Body Wash to gently cleanse and help preserve your skin's moisture barrier. Then slather on the Daily Moisturizing Body Lotion for 24 hours of clinically proven hydration. This powerful combo gives you 2 times the moisture in 2 easy steps, thanks to both nourishing oat formulas. Get softer, smoother skin and shop Aveeno now at Target.
Did I mislabel 49ers offensive coordinator Mike McDaniel as the most interesting man in the coaching search? We'll keep the think tank going, but I want to ask you guys, because the San Francisco 49ers website did a 5 things you don't know about me series in regards to
McDaniel,
their players. And I said he's the most interesting guy. I got some pushback on the Loopholes Facebook page. Tell me if maybe I jumped the gun in calling this guy the most interesting guy in the coaching search.
All right, 5 fun facts about me that you probably wouldn't know. First one would be that I met my wife on the last night of a trip in California in a nightclub.
Oh, what nightclub?
I don't know. It was in Sacramento.
Nice.
Don't remember the name of it. At the time, I drank alcohol. I haven't since for... Oh, that's my number two. Okay. Number two fact is that I haven't had alcohol in 5 years. People don't really know that about me. I think my personality lends it to people would think that I'm loose anyway. So that's a fun fact. What do we got? Oh, I once slept through a hurricane.
Oh.
Hurricane Ike in Houston, 2008. I was in my quality control days as a coach, and I wasn't getting very much sleep. It was a game plan week, and our game got canceled at the last second. I fell asleep at about 10 o'clock and woke up at 6, and there was a natural disaster that happened in the midst. Another interesting fact is, unfortunately, I'd love to blame it on my childhood and my mom, but I don't eat vegetables at all, which, as I get older, is probably not a good thing, but that is what it is.
Do you eat French fries?
I do, yes.
That's a vegetable. There you go.
Oh, well, there you go. Potatoes. Yeah, you're right. Good call. Last one would be, okay, I once witnessed John Elway chug a Mr. Pibb the halftime of the 1998 Super Bowl, or 1998 AFC Championship game.
That's a good one. Those are 5 great facts.
Thank you.
Thank you.
That's it?
That's it.
All right.
All right. I got to give him a look. That's hard to do. Come up with 5 interesting, little-known facts about yourself on the fly.
Yeah.
I'll give him a little credit. No, it wasn't that much.
What about him not remembering the club where he met his wife at? I guess that's why he had to go to rehab.
I think his wife will have something to say about that. I think his wife will say something about that.
Elway chugged a Mr. Pibb at halftime. That just doesn't seem like the ideal chug.
No.
I thought the Michael Jordan Gatorade chug, that's the ideal.
Mm-hmm.
In the Like Mike commercial where he chugs that. Yeah. Gatorade just made you so thirsty.
Yeah.
You made that Gatorade just look like, man, I got to have that.
It makes me better.
Went out there and made the layup.
Yeah.
You're on the think tank. Go.
I think that Jack Easterby should come out with salad dressing so he can put it on Cal salad. He's been tossing the last 2 years.
Come on. You're on the think tank. Go. Good gosh.
If McCown goes from 0 professional coaching experience to the head coach of a professional franchise, what is that man putting in them pancakes that he's slinging at that volunteer breakfast?
That's right.
You're on the think tank. Go.
I think all 4 away teams will win in the divisional round.
Ooh. I got home Saturday, away Sunday. Spoiler alert. I think the home teams win Saturday, and then the away teams win Sunday.
Yeah, San Francisco, Green Bay's never beat San Francisco in the postseason.
I want San Francisco to win.
Yeah.
I just don't think it's going to happen.
I think Tennessee wins. You say road on – yeah, I'm with you.
I say home Saturday, road Sunday.
Home Saturday except for San Francisco, road Sunday.
Yeah, I think the Rams get it, and I think the Bills get it.
Yeah.
I don't want the Chiefs. They're annoying.
Mm-hmm.
Did you see they just signed Damon Arnett, the dude who was on Instagram showing his Arsenal? Is that the least surprising thing you've ever heard?
Yes, one of them, for sure.
You're on the think tank. Go.
I think I know an interesting fact about John Lopez. He's the only Mexican that puts ketchup on tamales.
No, I am not.
Oh, wow.
No, I am not. Thousands and thousands do it.
By the way, speaking of that, we went and ate steak yesterday. Dude. Shout out to Fleming's.
I
shout out to Fleming's.
My goodness, that was good.
First of all, I've run with y'all's bit about me putting ranch on every steak.
You didn't do it.
I don't do it all the time.
Kudos to you.
It's not like a must have.
Yeah.
I ate my awesome, the bone ribeye, the 20-ouncer,
without any sauce.
Incredible. I ate it, and that was it.
Yeah.
There was nothing to it. Across the table,
dude.
Though. Why did he not get roasted like I do with this ranch narrative
about
that y'all created?
I just tweeted about it. So I'm sitting there with my main filet from Fleming's.
He ordered a condiment and a spice.
Dude. So I'm looking to my left. And I'm not going to roast you too much for this because you didn't use ranch dressing. It's just not.
Ranch would have been better. More acceptable.
Okay, now I'm going to roast you. But you ordered your steak, which I get it. People have different tastes. It's just not acknowledged as something you should do. Medium well steak.
I did. It was great.
Which is normally, that's kind of frowned upon, but I'm not going to bash you too much.
That's just weird.
Yeah. So
that's
weird
frowned upon.
So yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Not wrong with that.
I'm not going to do that. But most, like, you know, adults would order it medium rare.
I feel like the heavier people like the rare.
Really?
Is that a thing?
I don't think so.
Nah.
No, I don't think so. So I look across from me and Figgy's drinking Stanford's water, and Stanford to my right was, which was a hot mess.
Well, to be clear, I drank that water before he even got there. So I drank it by mistake.
And he orders his steak, which was a very complex order. And of course he orders medium plus.
Yeah.
Which I guess is a thing. Figgy hops on board, says, "Hey, give me a medium plus two." I'm like, "What's going on?"
We got to ride together, is what he said.
Yeah. And then Stanford orders some, is it Cajun spice?
It looked like just regular seasoning.
He ordered a cup of Cajun spice.
And poured it all over his steak.
Yeah.
And then.
Yes. Yes.
Keep in mind, this is Fleming's, dude.
Yeah.
He ordered a dry aged ribeye at Fleming's, which is badass. Did that medium well, a medium plus. Did the Cajun seasoning, poured it on top of his steak. And then he poured Worcestershire sauce on top of his steak.
Yep. And he didn't get roasted at all.
I just did on Twitter. What are we thinking, Stan? I got your back 9 times out of 10.
He ordered a cup of seasoning, bro.
Yeah. And Worcestershire sauce on a dry-aged ribeye.
He drenched that steak in that sauce, too.
Drenched it.
Yeah.
Drenched it.
You're on the think tank. Go.
Yeah, I think that in 2025, we'll be talking about how the past three seasons going 10-41 were a waste after firing Jack Easterby, Nick Caserio, and head coach Josh McCown.
Man, can I enjoy my life? You're trying to take 3 years off of it, man. What the hell is wrong with you people? Think Tank here on In the Loop Sports Radio 610. Stanford Brown got a free pass for that, by the way.
I just told you he didn't.
That was bad.
It was bad. Worcestershire sauce?
That was bad.
On dry aged.
That was bad.
That was bad.
That was really bad. Yeah. The sauce, okay, whatever. You want to do your thing?
No, the spice. Okay. If you
want to do the spice.
I'm okay with the spice. But the Worcestershire sauce?
I think the spice is worse than the sauce.
No. You put Worcestershire sauce on a, I said that funny, on like a pork chop or something.
I thought you put it on I put it on cream cheese and crackers.
That sounds good.
It's good.
I don't think I've done that.
Very good.
Yeah.
Cream cheese and crackers and put some of that W sauce on it, as I call it, just because I don't want to mispronounce it.
Yeah. Worcestershire is
W sauce. Worcestershire.
Yeah.
W sauce right there.
Daddy always said that too.
Give me some of that W.
Yeah.
Some of that 50.
When he ordered the Cajun spice, because I was sitting right next to him, I heard the waiter goes, "I think we have that."
Okay. By the way, the report is, this thing is making the rounds. The Aaron Wilson Jaguars have talked to Texans head coaching candidate Josh McCown. There's a lot of reaction to that.
A lot of people are tweeting in the NFL, not just fans or whatever. This was not an interview. Like kind of pushing back. They just had a he had a conversation with I guess owner someone.
Right, here you go. Yeah. Here are the comments.
Yeah.
You want to read them when we come back and go around the NFL?
Sure, that'd be good.
All right, let's read the comments. 713-572-4610 if you want to get in. We'll do that. Also, in a league of quarterbacks, are the quarterbacks going to be the undercard this weekend? I will state my case next.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.